Guys, I think we're gonna have to wrap up. I don't even know what I'm doing in here anymore. Like,
doesn't know what's happening.
I need to retire. I'm gonna go to, I don't know. I'm gonna go to Fiji. I'm gonna go to like a random country that doesn't exist anymore. Guys, welcome back to Two Latin Brothers Podcast, the podcast where we talk about entertainment and our day-to-day lives, brought to you as a comedy podcast. I'm Victor.
And I'm Adrian.
And we're back again with another episode. It's been quite some grinding for me the last few days.
Yeah, I'd say you've been
busy.
Hence why this episode's a day late. We've been doing that a lot lately.
Yeah, had exams.
Yeah, you still got exams. So, you know, it's been a trying time over here.
Yep.
Not to say that it's not a trying time. It's just been like really hard because, you know, we obviously have lives, mainly him. Not to say that I don't have one, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I just called myself. I'm gaslighting myself.
I mean, not really, but okay.
But it is what it is. I don't know. I feel like when you were studying in pre-health, I was gonna say social work. I don't know why.
Yeah.
When you were studying in pre, I felt like you were prepared because you knew what was coming.
Yeah.
But in this instance, it's kind of like loose.
Yeah.
In the sense of like, it's kind of like whatever the prof's feeling.
Yeah.
Sort of. So it's kind of like up in the air. It's not really like a definitive thing. Like you need to know this. It's more like...
Well, it is. You need to know this.
Right, but too. I don't know, but I feel like it's more,
I mean,
like,
there's a lot of stuff that my professors do that feel loose.
Yeah.
But there is still, like,
no, you have to do this. Of course, but I mean in the sense of, like, like you were telling us about some of the exam questions.
Oh, yeah.
And how, like, they're just, like, random filler.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's obviously those are the kinds of things that... I think are interesting, but also at least keep you entertained while you're doing your exam.
Oh yeah, there's like people laughing, going through it.
Yeah, it's great. Of course. Yeah, so like, and you're doing them in class, right? You're not going into the gym. Yeah, so like, you never.
Well, they're doing some of them in the cafeteria.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah, because I remember all my exams I wrote them in the gym.
Yeah.
And that was intense. Like that.
I would
imagine
so.
That's a little intense.
I've never had to write in a gym.
Yeah, because like they give you like a specific colored. Like paper,
yeah,
because that defines like your section, and each section's got like a different color. So, like, there's usually like white, green, blue, and pink. It's like all four sections are running at the same time, and only the green is like in one row, and only the white is in one row. So, like, if you look over to the guy next to you, he's got a pink page, guy on your like side is like blue or white, and you're like,
yeah.
I remember this one time I was writing an exam. And I looked up because there's like this clock on the wall.
Yeah.
I looked up and I started staring at it and I like zoned out for like maybe, I want to say like 5-10 minutes. And this guy walks by and he goes like this, like look down, like you're not allowed to look up sort of thing.
Yeah.
I had been like that for 10 minutes, just staring off into space.
Oh.
And kind of like snapped me back into him, like right. And then I went back to like, forgot where I was. Forgot where I was.
Yeah.
Looking at the Scantron, like I don't know what this is.
Oh, I hate Scantron cards.
Yeah.
They are the enemy, because if you mess up and you think you're right, you fill it in and you darken it so the machine catches it.
Right, yeah.
And you're like, I gotta erase it. Oh, yeah. There was one time I was super, super confident. I grabbed the Scantron card. I fill it in and then I'm like, oh, no, I messed up. I gotta erase it. And then that just sucks.
Right.
And then there's times where it only goes to, like, I think, like, F.
Yeah.
And then there'd be, like, questions like G.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, what do I do?
Right. Yeah. No.
It's like a whole psychological warfare because it's like, I think it's G.
But G isn't an option.
But G isn't an option.
Right.
So, like, it's just a joke. Yeah. Is this a prank? Are you messing with
me? I had a professor when she, like, took a bunch of questions from, like, previous exams.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening was, some of the questions would be, like, select, like, the right one, but it would be 1, 2, 3. And then there would be A, B, C, and then there'd be 15, 14, and 45. As, like, the odd, you'd be like, how do I get 15? How do I get 40? Like, what am I supposed to do here?
Yeah.
And the Scantron only says A, B, C.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm just staring at it. Like, I remember turning to, because at the time I was writing in like a different room.
Yeah.
And I turn and look at the guy, and the guy looks at me. He goes, "You need help?" I'm like, "I need you to explain this to me." And he goes, "What?" And I'm like, "Look at this." And he looks at it, and he's just dumbfounded. He's like, "I'm going to have to call a professor." I'm like, "Go for it." I'm like, "Go for it." I'm sure right now in the room, it's chaos. And he goes, "It probably is." He runs over to the phone. He calls the room where the professor is. And she goes, "Tell him all the questions like that to just skip over it."
Half the test.
That was at least a third of the exam.
Oh, wow.
A third of the exam. So I got out of there in like 5 minutes. No, bro. And it was kind of funny because like me and this other guy were there and we're like, because when you finish an exam, you have to like kind of like line up because everybody's running whatever exam, right? So we're lying and he turns and looks at me. He's like, "Hardest exam I ever wrote, man. Hardest exam." And I turned looking at him like, "Yo, man, I was like sweating back there." We're just like cracking jokes about how hard this exam was that took us 5 minutes to do. It was kind of dumb, but it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
And then I remember, that was her midterm and then her final. I'm like, if that's what her midterm's like, her final is going to be a joke again.
Oh, yeah.
So I took it in class, and the same thing happened. And the guy again, he, like, turned to look at me, goes, "Hardest exam I ever wrote." And I'm like, "Man, I got to tell you."
Yeah, it's really the hardest thing.
No, I'm like, "Yo, I got to tell you. I didn't study enough for this."
Yeah.
I was out of there, bro. For the final exam, I was out in, like, 2 minutes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Sat down. "Okay, guys, these are the rules. Remember, don't do this."
She didn't even do that. She's like, "Just keep an eye on your own paper. Go. Flip the thing over." No joke, bro. Like, the first page had, like, 10 questions on it. It was 3 pages. The first page had, like, 10 questions on it. And they were, like kindergarten-level answers. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I was, like, doing this blind.
Oh, my gosh. I think it's 5.
Like, I was, still like, I could do this blind. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And the thing, too, is... Okay, maybe the reason it was that easy was because it's all related to stuff that happened in class.
Oh, okay.
Like, not a single textbook thing was brought up.
Okay.
It was everything she ever said in class.
So, pretty much, if you showed up to class, you were great.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you didn't show up
to... Yeah, no, but I remember I got to the back, and there was, like, a fill-in-the-blank thing.
Yeah.
And it was literally things she had said. So, I'm like, for me, that's easy. So, like, I fill it in or whatever, and the people next to me, they're, like, looking at me like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like... Anyway, I got out of there, and then I, like, no joke, as soon as I got out, I called our sister. I'm like, "Yo, I'm out." And she goes, because she's like, "When you get out, call me, you know, that way I know you're on your way home." I walk in, and I walk out, and I call her on my way. I'm like, "Hey, I'm out." And she goes, "What?" She's like, "Didn't your exam, like, I think it was, like, at 9 a.m., and it was, like, 9:05 by the time I was calling." And she goes, "How is that even possible?" And I'm like, I'm not even joking. And then she's like, "Oh, I hope you passed that." I'm like, "I'm not even joking. Like, I didn't leave a single question blank. I answered every single question."
Wow.
And she's like, "Well, yeah." And then I remember when, like, the semester ended and I got my grades back.
Mm-hmm.
I got, like, an A- in the class. And I'm like, "Damn straight." Yeah. I'm like, "I nailed that."
Oh, yeah.
That exam. And then later on, I had a conversation with her. And then I'm like, because I had her again the second semester. And I was like, I'm like, "Do you keep, like, the finals, or do you still have them?" And she goes, "I probably have them somewhere." I'm like, "I'm just curious as to, like, how I did on that." And she's like, "Oh, I can pull that up for you if you want." And I'm like, she pulled me, like, the breakdown of it. And I got, like, 3 questions wrong.
Wow.
And I was like, that's crazy. And I did it in, like, 2 minutes. I did the whole exam in 2 minutes.
Wow.
And I only got 3 questions wrong. I'm like, "Yo, if I would have stopped and thought about these 3 questions, I would have got 100%.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was like, and also the thing was, is it me and the guy who were joking all the time?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, "I bet you I'm going to get out before you do." I'm like, "Nah, I'm going to beat you."
That's funny.
We're just like, it was hilarious. But I mean, these are the sorts of things that happen sometimes, because sometimes it's hard to test specific material.
Oh, yeah.
Because that class was about having to, like, because I studied social working, right? So that class was having to deal interacting with certain people and, like, how to put yourself, like, not when you have a conversation with someone, not let it be about you, but let it be about them when you're talking.
Yeah, yeah.
And how to do that. That's basically what that whole class was about.
Well, yeah, that's not an easy thing.
How do you test that? So, like, some of the questions were just, like, complete, like, some of them were about, like, the like saying she would say in the class. Mm-hmm. Like, I was telling you earlier how there was one where she had this analogy about the sun.
Oh,
and
yeah.
One of the answers was like, I think it's like the person should feel like a star in the center of the universe when they're talking to you, like the most important yeah. person in the room, right? But one of the answers was this: what is the sun in like her analogy?
Yeah,
and that was obviously the answer, but. One of the, or like, I think A was, the sun is a giant burning ball of wood. I'm like, yeah. The guy who circled that one.
That would be funny. I'd circle that just for the joke. No, like, whenever teachers put something like that
yeah.
as, like, a joke, mm-hmm. I find that they just give you the mark for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's just, like, I put it in as a joke, so yeah. how am I supposed to take away something that they, you know...
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you circle that, like, we all understand that you know the answer.
Yeah, you clearly know the answer.
But you're making a joke.
To, yeah.
You're complying with my joke.
Yeah.
Right? But then there are, obviously, questions where you're doing the exam, and the question's wrong. Like, the answer isn't possible. Mm-hmm. I had a professor who called those banana questions. Where, because, like, she's like, I slipped up, you know, sort yeah. of thing. And I remember there was an exam I did with her where there were, like, three questions like that mm. where the answer wasn't one of the available, like, answers.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, guys, the next question's a banana question. We're like, because we're looking at the first question. Mm. She's like, okay, guys, this question's a banana question. Just draw a line over it and don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You're like, okay. And then she's like, looking at someone's copy of the exam. She was also, the second question... It's also a banana question. This guy goes, Miss, I already answered that. In other words, I found the answer. She's like, no, you didn't, because that's a banana question.
It's like, that's impossible.
the guy was just like, he turns and looks at her and we all turn and look at him like, clearly you didn't study enough.
Yeah.
that was funny. And that class was like about, what was that class about? That was like a law class about like legislation stuff. You had to know for you know,
yeah.
my job.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a lot of laws.
There's a lot of things.
There's a lot of laws. Like, oh, my goodness.
Also, you might even deal with criminals. So
yeah, you know. Yeah. Oh, you know, for sure, yeah. And having to navigate that whole fiasco is just, it's not pleasant. It's a lot of paperwork.
I don't got to deal with that.
A lot of paperwork.
I just got to deal with it.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to help the people, look, okay? I'm not trying to.
Yeah. I just gotta deal with the CRTC. That's it.
Yeah. I gotta deal with the government. You know, I gotta be like, yo, man.
Too. But like, not
this guy
much.
Need money. He need to live.
Yeah.
And I can't like, just hey, walk yo, up. I just can't walk up to somebody and be like, yo, man. He need money. I need to prove he need it.
See,
he
like
needs your bank statement.
You're like, this person needs money, and I go to the government. I'm like, pay me so that I can give you ads. The different worlds, right?
Yeah, I know. It's obviously a different world. It's very different. And obviously, in my situation, like it's like a whole legal fiasco. We gotta go to court. It's like a whole thing. But in like your case, it's like
for example, politicians. If one politician is given a time slot to do on the radio, by law I have to give all the other politicians a slot.
Oh wow.
If they request it.
Okay, wow. Okay. So you know, whatever they pay you.
Huh?
Like, is it like a fixed rate they have to pay?
Oh, that depends on the station, right?
Oh, okay,
like,
okay,
how
okay.
much they want from
right.
the ad, right?
So, like, the guy they really root for, they charge him, like, $5. The guy they want.
I don't think it's like that.
But you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's like, I feel like there must be some, like, favoritism based on the owner of the radio station.
I don't think so. I think they have to be given the same duration of time.
Okay.
So, even if they pay me more or less.
Yeah.
No matter what, they're going to get the same amount of time.
Okay, well, I you know what I meant, right? Like,
I know.
Because, like, they got a bit of a fund, you know, and it's...
Yeah, and I feel like in that situation, it'd be fixed rate.
Yeah, it probably like is. It like, and it should be. If it's not, it should be. But, I mean, there's, you know, there's always that one guy's like, yeah, $5.
It's just like, you know what? Like, I like that guy. You know, $5.
Sign me a $5 and we'll call it even.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like.
I approve this message. But you're like, that's not what I got to say. That's what you got to say.
No, I definitely feel like there have been. I bet you in the past, it used to happen all the time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because like a lot of the, even some of the radio people. Their parents were like,
yeah, see, that guy? Like there's like, for example, I think it's if let's say I decided to, you know, run for mayor or something.
Right.
During the duration of the election.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to talk about any politics.
While you're on the radio.
While I'm on the radio. I think I think in some instances, I'm not even allowed to work.
Oh, wow.
Because that's just like, you know.
You're manipulating the masses because everybody can hear you.
Yeah. So I'm literally like, and especially for mayor.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Because it's super local and you're on the air locally.
Yeah.
So it's very.
I'm literally just reaching the city, which is what I need.
What the vote. You need the vote.
The votes I would need are the people I talk to every day.
Yeah. The people who listen to you in the car when they're driving to their commute or.
Yeah.
So it's like it's obviously one of those. You got to learn how to navigate situations.
Yeah. So the trick is don't post anything on the radio. Just on your Instagram, because the likelihood that if people do listen to you, they follow your Instagram, it's very high.
I don't follow any radio person. I don't follow a single radio person.
I follow quite a few now.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, you're in that.
I'm very involved now.
You know what? I follow a lot of, like, premieres and politicians and, like, because I have to keep up with that because, you know, I know what's going on.
Yeah.
Like,
you still don't know what's going on.
Even
with that.
It's because, like, sometimes it's, like, it's just complete blindsidedness. Like,
yeah.
Like, sometimes they'll ask the prime minister a question. And he'll just refuse to answer and just dodge the question and answer something completely irrelevant to the question. Yeah. So you're just like...
I mean, like, there's also times where I find Trudeau ends up talking about something.
Yeah.
And he's giving us, like, facts and stuff like that. Yeah,
he's giving, like, a proper breakdown.
Yeah, he's giving a proper breakdown. I'm like, oh, wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't feel a change.
Yeah.
So that's like my everything wallet. Everything feels the same. Great percentages. I don't feel a change.
Tell it to my wallet. My wallet's bleeding.
Inflation's still going up.
Like, it's just, it's honestly one of those things where you just kind of have to, like, accept it for now.
Yeah. It's fun, but not fun, but sad, but great, all at the same time.
I mean, the other thing, too, is a lot of people don't understand, like, the way the Canadian political structure is.
Yeah.
Like, it just, like, even if there wasn't a prime minister, it would just work.
Yeah.
Like, it's a functioning machine that just.
Yeah. Like, it's just that the prime minister has final say.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. Yeah, technically, he's the guy coming up with the main concepts.
Right, yeah.
Right? And then basically okaying them.
Yeah, and if people, like, and then they have to vote on it in the House, and, you know, then it gets passed, and it's kind of like the American system. We're not going to get into that.
We'll be back right after this.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Two Latin Brothers Podcast. You thought there wouldn't be a commercial, but there is. So make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll see you guys right now.
And we're back.
We are back.
We definitely need to start posting on our Instagram, which we haven't done.
Yeah.
But since summer's coming around, we'll be going out more. We'll be
posting more. I need to start actually posting a lot more. I need to start developing my image.
As a human.
As a human.
Yeah.
Mainly because I'm technically a radio personality, but not radio personality at the same time. I need to just portray personality.
yeah, I know.
Our
actual Instagrams, we got to use that too.
Not really. I mean, like, the Instagram that I want to use, the Instagram that I'm using for this is the same Instagram I'm planning on using.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
How I should start using mine as well.
Yeah.
Because I haven't posted in like...
Yeah.
It's been since last year. It's been like 4 months.
Well, you see, things happen. Life comes... you know, when life gives you lemons, you make apple juice.
That's not how that works.
I mean, you figure it out. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like...
That analogy is a great representation of my life.
There's a movie where this guy... he's talking to this girl, and she has, like, plant powers, and she can grow any fruit. And she's like, you know, because when life gives you lemons and the tree starts growing, and she hands him an apple, and he goes, he just looks at her, like, what is this? She's like, I can't lemon for some reason. It's like, my mother can, but I can't.
It's like, I can't lemon, guys. It's my fault.
No, because she's like, I just can't. Like, she can make plants grow anything.
Yeah.
But for some reason, like, her brain just can't get it to function.
Can't get lemon.
Yeah, can't get lemon.
Can't get the molecule in her head.
So that's just pretty funny.
Just think yellow. Comes out green. It's a lime.
It's basically the same thing.
Yeah, it's a different flavor.
I mean, that is an interesting thing, though.
Yeah.
It's a different flavoring profile.
It is a different flavoring profile.
But they're both sour.
Yes. That's almost like what they're meant for. Acidity.
So was the color orange invented before the fruit orange?
No.
Okay, look, so I have this question.
Don't ask.
This is a shower thought.
Oh, okay.
Ready?
Welcome to Shower Thoughts with Adrian, the segment where we talk about shower thoughts with Shower Thoughts Adrian. Okay. Here we have presenting you Shower Thought Adrian. Adrian, welcome to Shower Thoughts.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for the whole segment bit. No, okay, so here's the thing. Okay, you know how an orange is orange?
It's orange.
Yeah. Why aren't limes called green and lemons called yellow?
Because there's flowers that are yellow.
But you can get what I mean. There are flowers that are orange.
Yeah, so.
But you see what I'm saying? Like this is one of those things that's like, yeah. Why is only orange called orange, but why isn't a lime called the green and a lemon called the yellow?
Because, no.
Like, why are they segregating the orange to its color profile? Okay, whoa,
who said anything about segregation? No, like, how do you know all the other fruits aren't being segregated? And then the orange is just, you know, I don't know.
No, but you see what I'm saying? Like, why is the orange the only one color called by its color?
I don't know.
And the lemon. And
what
the...
if we only thought of the name orange after witnessing an orange?
That's not my business. That wasn't there for that.
And what if we had already established the color green because grass is green, trees are green, before we found a lime?
I mean, I guess that could be a problem. But the lemon doesn't explain itself.
Do you not see the weeds of dandelions everywhere?
It wasn't that bad back in the day.
Well, who knows?
I don't think it was.
You don't know. There's flowers out there. You know, there's flowers. They flower.
They bloom. It's like they saw a bee.
There you go. They didn't call a bee yellow.
They should have.
See, a great donkey, you don't call that thing gray. But there's
different colors in bees. Like, they're not all.
Well, yes.
Some of them are, like, golden.
I don't care. I'm just saying.
But I'm just trying to put into
perspective. I feel like
the word
orange was invented. When they saw an orange.
So what were they calling, like, orange tulips before?
They didn't see it yet. It's that simple.
It's that simple.
Yeah. Or maybe it's just having an off day.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
This is what blows my mind.
Yeah.
In Spanish.
No, en español.
In Spanish.
Uh-huh.
The color orange is the same thing for the fruit.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's like that across other languages. Think about that. French. Because this is where it gets a little deep. Because if everybody named it after the color, then that would mean that everyone agreed somehow across the planet to use the color to identify this fruit.
A decisive decision.
They didn't name it something else.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's tangerines, clementines, all derivatives of the orange.
Yeah, but I'm talking about there's the orange. There's
navel oranges.
I'm talking about oranges, the orange, blood oranges. Not the...
There's a lot of different types of oranges. Now, guys, I must say, orange is my favorite fruit. So
this is why I brought this up, actually.
Yeah, I love oranges.
It's just an attack on him.
It's not an attack. This is a good decision. I feel like we should go get oranges after this.
It's just... No, but honestly, I always found that so interesting how that kind of played out, sort of thing. It doesn't feel organic because, like,
I'm not organic. I'm inorganic.
I know, but you get what I mean, because like the orange is like orange, and then the lemon isn't. I mean, people. The argument.
How did you just move on from that? I just said I'm inorganic, and you're like, yeah. So, and I was like, okay.
I jumped into Star Trek. I'm like, he's a cyborg anyway.
Okay. I'm a sentient being.
A synthetic.
Oh my gosh.
That's what you call out right there.
Synthetic.
What
a word. I wonder who thought of that. He's like, yo, that's synthetic.
No.
Who thought of that word?
I don't know. Some weirdo. It's not my business. It's not my job to know.
I don't know.
No, but what I was going to say is people have the argument now is that lime isn't actually an actual shade of green and lemon is an actual shade of yellow.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
So technically they are named after colors. They're just not like the main color.
Okay.
It's like lemon green.
I care so much.
No. Well, yeah. No, it's lime green, not lemon green, because lemon green is...
It's like, is tea soup?
That's a good question.
It's something. You grab something, put it in hot water, then take out that something.
But the hot water has nothing to do with it because it's cereal soup.
No, that's cold soup.
But it's still soup.
No. technically defined soup.
Defined soup?
Yeah.
I think it depends.
Remnants of something in something that gives something flavor.
You never had Cinnamon Toast Crunch? You know that remnants that stays in the milk after you eat the cinnamon in there? That's cinnamon milk
soup,
water.
But cold soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's soup.
It's cold soup.
But it's soup.
You have to specifically say the cold.
But technically.
Because if I offered you soup and I gave you something cold, you think I'm giving you ice cream.
Why would I think ice cream?
See, now it's ice cream soup. Because it's technically cold soup. It's something that was liquid turned cold.
I think that depends on who you ask. And who's thinking too deep into this.
Me. I'm asking you right now.
It also depends on how frozen it is.
Well, as soon as it goes in your mouth. Well, I doubt you're swallowing it cold. Because that hurts sometimes. I know. I've done it.
Why would you do that?
Exactly. You wait for it to melt. So technically, from that moment in time, you're eating cold soup.
But technically, it's like a milkshake.
Define milkshake.
No. Don't do that.
Exactly. You know, this is a never-ending circle you don't want to get into with me, bro.
Because honestly, like technically, if you really think about it, uh-huh. Ice cream is just a frozen milkshake.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Thank you for coming to our TED Talk, guys.
this is what this episode's all about. Pointing out the obvious things in day-to-day life.
Welcome to Shower Thoughts with Shower Thoughts Adrian, where Adrian comes in and shows us a few shower thoughts in the Shower Thoughts segment. Welcome to Shower
Thoughts. Okay, look. Have you ever been in the shower and had like an existential crisis?
That was a lot of showers in a short time.
I know.
Yeah. Tell me about the shower thought.
Have you ever been in the shower and had like an existential crisis? Like,
okay, whoa. Here? You mean like breakdown mentally?
No. Like been like, why am I here? Is this okay? Like, you know, you get real deep in your head when you're in the shower sometimes.
Okay. First off, no.
You don't do anything.
I do that outside of the shower when I'm secure.
I do that in the shower.
I don't do that in the shower. I'm too vulnerable.
Because like sometimes like I look at my hand and be like, wow, I'm alive. I'm a human. I do these things.
Okay.
I mean in the sense of like sometimes like I'm in awe of the fact that like I exist in a time where almost anything is possible.
Almost. Keyword.
That's why I said almost. Like, yeah. You know, like I was like, it's like that TikTok meme.
Uh-huh.
Where I just like
you glitched. I like that.
Just like broke down.
Yeah.
No, that TikTok meme where people say born too early to explore the world and born too late to explore the world and born too early to explore the universe.
Yeah.
So like we're like that middle generation where
we don't get either.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, there have been people who actually Earth explorers who have discovered some things recently. I think in like 2010.
That's not recent. That's recent for science, but not recent for me.
Actually, that's recent for a lot of things. Actually,
I don't know.
It's like a decade ago.
It's 13 years ago.
Okay, so it's not that far away. You were alive for that. You were 7.
No,
you were okay. So here. Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, so this guy was like on Google Maps.
I'm on Google,
and he found.
I didn't find.
Actually, I think it was later than that. It could have been 2012.
Okay.
So he was on Google Maps.
Yeah.
And he found a green, like, splotch.
Okay.
Like, somewhere in, like, the Asian area.
Found a smudge in the painting, okay.
No, it was like a green blotch on, like, on Earth. And he's like...
Define blotch.
I don't know how to define that.
Exactly.
Anyway, it's like a little area on the map that was just green. And it didn't have a name. It didn't have anything around it.
Uh-huh.
So he decided to go there.
Yeah.
So he jumped on a plane. He flew to the country. And he walked into the woods.
Yeah.
And he got there and found a bunch of plants we thought were extinct.
Huh.
And I remember it was like all over the news when it happened. How this guy like had discovered an entire, basically a whole region that had been properly documented because... For whatever reason, it just kind of like slipped through the cracks.
Huh. Interesting. Sure. I love how people find each other in different countries by accident. And then they're like, huh, small world. And then you're like, huh, we haven't explored this world enough.
Yeah, no, it's like how they say how there's a lot more under our earth than we know.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's a lot more water hidden under the water.
There's a lot of water hidden under the water.
Yeah, no, under like the okay. So like, there's the ocean, and then there's the ocean floor, and then under the ocean floor, there's more water.
So you're saying I'm not gonna run out of agua anytime soon?
No, I don't.
In my lifetime,
we don't. We've actually never been to that water, so we don't know if it's salty, if it's clean, if it's. Who we don't knows? Know anything about it. We just know it's
really
there.
Feel really metallic.
We just know it's there, you know?
Yeah.
And what if it's not water? What if it's some other liquid that looks like water?
Oh, my gosh. I found the corn syrup reservoir. That's where they're getting it. I knew it all along.
It's apple juice.
It's apple juice. I knew this would happen.
Oh, no.
The prophecy's been foretold.
There were no prophecies.
I know. It's crazy.
it's like how the...
What?
It just reminded me of like how I can't remember what class we were in. It's like ancient mythology or something.
Yeah.
And they were saying how all the gods are based on like some like great warriors that like some champion that existed back in the day. Like, so how did you conclude Zeus though? Like, where? How did he get lightning to like?
Yeah.
You know, be like the god of thunder. Like, how did that? How did they conclude that?
Yeah.
And then the teacher turns to him and goes like, "I got no idea, my guy." Like,
could you imagine? It was just like some warrior.
Yeah.
Fighting, and his triumph was just during a thunderstorm.
Or
the person he was about to start fighting got struck because he was wearing armor.
Or
it's just ghetto.
Well, no, because like the stories go that he would throw his thunderbolts
at
his enemies, right?
Yeah.
So like my initial thought was like, what if the tip of his spear was shaped like a lightning bolt?
No. Who would do that?
Why not?
That's stupid. Why would you even say that?
It's like
that's just so bland. It hurt.
I'm just saying, you know. Like,
no,
I'm
not... I would never do that to anyone.
Well, I had to dumb it down, right? Because like,
what if the sword was just shaped like a lightning bolt?
That'd be kind of awkward to swing.
Exactly. People are weird that way.
But like, if the tip of the spear is, it's like about this big. It's not like it's not, you know.
Whatever.
As opposed to a sword is like. And back then, they weren't even making good swords. I mean, like, bronze swords. Like, the flimsies. Like, you, like, attack a guy and, like,
your sword's just like... It was just some weird bard, okay? Who, like, was like, let me write a song about you. And it's just like, what do you like in this world? And then he's just like, I like lightning. It's pretty when it comes down, but strong when it strikes. And he'd be like, there once was a man. You know, like... Like, that's how it could have actually happened. You know what I mean?
We don't actually know. So
like, just imagination.
We don't have any verification. There's no way to verify any of this is real.
What about Hermes?
I don't know.
How do you do that? What a soldier. He sent a message.
Imagine he was like some crazy messenger guy. Like, he would get deep in the trenches.
Get deep in the trenches. He had like 13 kill count. You know what I mean? Like, he's really in there, you know.
Just to deliver a message.
Besides Zeus, who had like, you know, taken out a whole platoon. Why'd they even mention this guy?
This was borderline Spartan.
Yeah, I know.
It's like,
yeah, it's great.
What about Hercules?
You know? Hercules.
He killed his children, so that's kind of messed up.
Murderer, you know, it happens. What about Medusa? How did that happen? Some crazy lady with pet snakes.
Imagine that's what it was.
Yeah, I know, right?
She's just like instead of the old cat lady, she was like the old snake lady.
I don't know.
Actually, they probably would have burned her at the stake. They would have thought she was a witch with a lot of snakes.
I don't know.
Like, yeah. So, I don't, you know.
I don't know. What about Atlas?
What about him?
He was just like some strategist?
I guess. Like, I'm not the one to tell you these things.
You
like,
tell me these things, bro.
I don't know any. I don't actually know. I'm just, you know.
What about the goddess of love? Like. She was seducing the enemy.
She must have been really good looking, you know?
Could you imagine that?
No,
could you imagine? She's like, I will defeat this army. I love you.
it could have just been that she was like, she's really good looking, you know?
What if she was the wife of the enemy and she was able to seduce him? I'm spitting everywhere. What if she was able to seduce him into not going into war?
I guess, you know, that's...
Mic drop.
I don't actually know. We can't verify this, you know, so.
Wow, I'm going to get canceled for that one.
It's like,
Anyways.
Can't confirm nor deny any of these things.
You're welcome.
None of this is factual.
Everything you've just heard is a lie.
Except for the orange being orange.
Except for the orange actually looking like the color orange.
Everything else.
And the fact that it was a shower thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just
stay tuned for next week's Shower Thoughts, where we talk about. Yeah. You're welcome. I mean, we could talk about literally anything during Shower Thoughts. Like, literally anything. Like, have I ever truly sat on a leveled plane?
Oh, no.
You know, that's a scary one.
Don't do that. Don't do that. That's,
exactly.
That You're could welcome. Be.
Yeah.
That could be problematic.
It could really be.
Because yeah. I don't think.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, technically you have.
No, I haven't.
Like, if you sat on a table, that's leveled.
No, I haven't. Lopsided joints. Technically, no one's ever experienced true levelness. Because your spine would have to be leveled.
My spine's not leveled is what you're telling me.
Yeah. No one's is.
Well, why is that?
Because.
It's so we don't feel the unleveled.
I don't know.
Imagine that's what it is. Like, we just developed our spines like that, so we wouldn't, like, you know.
I don't know. So I'm designing.
So it couldn't feel the curvature of the earth when you walk.
Did you hear this, man?
So it's because it's on level.
You know, stop. You're hurting me.
There's a curve.
Just stop it there.
Just over the years,
guys. Man. I think we're gonna have to wrap up. I don't even know what I'm doing in here anymore. Like,
doesn't know what's happening.
I need to retire.
Retire.
I need to retire. I'm gonna go to. I don't know.
I'm gonna go to Fiji.
I'm gonna go to like a random country that doesn't exist anymore.
Hit up Hawaii. You know, hit up an island.
No. Why would I do that?
It's nice expensive. Beach.
Go to, like, I don't know, Belize, Mexico, I don't know.
I can't afford Mexico right now.
Yeah, you can.
Nah, it's too dangerous down there. That's why I can't afford it. I need, like, security. He says that.
I make one phone call.
Gets jumped.
My phone got stolen.
No, have you seen that TikTok girl who got, like, jumped in Mexico?
No.
No, not TikTok. She's, like, a Twitch streamer. She's, like, walking around, like, her camera. And this guy on a motorcycle, like, drives by and grabs the phone.
Oh, yeah. But she's I think live. You saw that on React.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's, no, there's another clip that's gone viral recently of a guy. He's, like, on a motorcycle. And
the girl's just posing with a tripod?
No, she's holding, like, a
selfie stick.
A selfie stick.
Yeah.
But she's live.
Mm.
So, like, you see the clip of, like, the motorcycle and the guy, like, trying to get the phone. And then he looks down at the phone.
Yeah.
And you can't, like, they caught his face. Like,
no, perfect. I'm like, that sucks.
Yeah. And then, like, you just see, like, the realization hit him and he chucks the phone.
Loser.
It's really funny because then, like, a couple of seconds later, skip to the footage, you see the girl, like, run up to the phone and pick it up. I got it.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. If you're going to steal a phone, don't steal it while the camera's open.
Obviously.
What a donut.
All right, bro.
What? You want me to do something?
Why don't you wrap up?
I think you should wrap up this time. I feel like you can do it.
I don't know how to do that.
I feel like you can do it. Come on, you got it. Go.
I don't even know what you say.
You got it.
you got it.
That's not what I meant. Just cut the other one. Just cut it here.
Just end it.
Just end it.
Nah,
why didn't you end it? I said end it.
Nah. You got to wrap up.
Okay, guys, this has been Two Latin Brothers Podcast. Everything's in the description, whether it be up, down, left, or right. Make sure to share with your grandmother, share with your rooster, share with your donkey, share with your Pikachu, share with everybody and everything you physically can. And we'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
Bye.